A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Daf Beis, Megillah 2a. Pagination is theoretically page 3. We have the privilege of starting a new Masechta, starting from the top. Megillah Nikreis, the Megillah of Esther, read on Purim, is read B'yud Aleph, on the 11th of the month of Adar, B'yud Beis, sometimes on the 12th of the month of Adar, B'yud Gimel, sometimes on the 13th of the month of Adar, B'yud Dalet B'tesvav, or sometimes on the 14th or 15th of the month of Adar, Lo Pochos V'lo Yoser. You could never have it lesser in date, meaning it'll never go to the 10th, and it'll never go more than the 15th. And the Mishnah explains. Kirachim amukafim chalma mimes Yoshua ben Nun. Cities that have walls at the time of Yoshua ben Nun, when the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael, Yehoshua, the student of Moshe. Korin b'tesvov. They read the Megillah on the 15th of the month. Kifarim va'ayoros gedolos. Small cities and regular cities, but don't have walls. Korim b'yudalid, they read on the 14th, which is what we typically do. The normal day that we call Purim is the 14th of the month of Adar. Ela, but why did we have a long list of possible dates to read the Megillah? Shekvarim makdimin liyom haknisa, the small villages have an allowance to go and read the Megillah earlier on the day that they come into town. Now, the Mishnah is presupposing other knowledge, which is that the little villages would travel to the big towns on Mondays and Thursdays. Those were court days, so that they could resolve questions that they had in Jewish law, in arguments of finances. They also were market days, and therefore, if they were on a routine of going into the big city on Mondays and Thursdays, so Chazal of the time legislated that they should be allowed, as an accommodation, to read the Megillah on the Monday and Thursday when they were anyway in town. The assumption over here is that the people in these little villages didn't know how to lane the Megillah. They weren't able to do the mitzvah on their own, and they would have to come into the big city in order to do the mitzvah. And therefore, there's an accommodation, which becomes very complex. When do you do Megillah? When do you do Matanos Le'Avyonim? When do you have your Sudas Purim? But right now, we're dealing with Megillah, and this is the concept that they would be allowed to read the Megillah in the big city, or listen to it read, on the Monday or Thursday preceding Purim. Ketzad. And the Mishnah is meticulous in explaining how the dates of 11, 12, and 13 could develop based on when Purim was, meaning the 14th of the month, fell out during the week, and therefore, in what proximity was the nearest Monday or Thursday preceding Purim. I'd like to skip to the end of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah describes the longest possible gap, the most possible hektem to bring the date for Purim Megillah reading earlier than the day of Purim, and that would be about a third of the way down on the page in the beginning of a line. If Chol Lihios Achar HaShabbos, if Purim fell out on Sunday, meaning the 14th of the month of Adar was Sunday. So Kifarim, these little villages, Makdimin L'Yom HaKnisa, they would go back to the earlier Monday or Thursday. In this case, if you're working with Sunday, they'll be going back to Thursday. And that will actually be the 11th of the month, which the Mishnah described in its opening sentence as the earliest possible time for reading the Megillah. Let's do the math on an actual calendar. If the 14th is Sunday, then the 13th is Shabbos, the 12th is Friday, and the 11th, when they will read, is Thursday. And that's what the Mishnah says. Kefara makdima liyom haknisa. These little villages will go early to the day of gathering, meaning the previous Thursday. Va'yaris kedolos korim bo bayom. And the cities will read on that day, which is the 14th. U'mekafas chama lemachar. And the walled cities will read on the 15th, which is the next day, Monday. The Gemara wonders how this allowance for the villagers came about, the 11th, 12th, and 13th, to be eligible days to read the Megillah. If you'll look about 8 lines from where we left off, the beginning of a line, V'hatnan, didn't we learn, Ein bezdin yachal levatal divrei bezdin chaveru elim ken gadol mimenu b'chachma uv'minyan. You can't undo the words of a previous Bezdin unless you are greater than them in wisdom and in number. And where did this villager allowance come from? Elapshita, it absolutely is obvious to us that if this is recorded as valid halacha in our Mishnah, it must be that kulu anshe kineses hagdola takinu, all of it was legislated by the Anshe Knesset HaGedola. They're the ones who codified that we have a mitzvah of Megillah, and they also codified, same body, same group of people, that the villagers should have this allowance. Hecha Remiza, where is it hinted in the Megillah that there is such an allowance? Amar Rav Shaman Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yechanan, Amar Krah, it's based on the Pasuk in the book of Esther itself, Lekayim Esimei HaPurim Ha'ela, that they decided to fulfill, to establish the days of Purim, Bizmanehem, in their times, plural, Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lahem, that there were many days designated for Purim, and that's where they hinted at this allowance, and the allowance is being recorded in our Mishnah. Let's drop down to a Gemara that tells us that our Mishnah and this allowance for villagers is no longer applicable. Counting from the bottom 3 lines, the third word on the line, Omer Rabbi Yechanan zu divrei Rabbi Akiva stim sa'a. Our Mishnah is the words of Rabbi Akiva as a stam Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva had a tremendous influence in the Mesorah, and therefore this Mishnah, even though it was being written after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it records the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and that's fine, but that's not the way we paskin. Aval chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, bizman hazeh, in our time, hoil umistaklim ba, since people look to the date of Purim to know when Pesach is going to be, ein korinosa ela bizmano, you can only read Megillah on the proper Purim, and we don't use this sophistication and accommodation for the villagers because it'll mess everybody up because they're counting 30 days from Purim for the day of Pesach. We're dealing in a time when we don't have Malchus and we don't have Bezdin and we don't have Kiddush HaChodesh from Yerushalayim. And therefore, people are counting. They're counting based on Purim to know when Pesach is going to be. We're not as organized as we were when the Beis HaMikdash was standing and we had a king. And therefore, we can't afford this allowance. And that's the way we paskin, that nowadays you will only encounter Megillah on the 14th or on the 15th. Turning the page to Amud Beis, just want to do a quick review of the focus of our Purim, which is the 14th and the 15th. So the calendar involving Purim really involves 3 days. The 13th, which is typically Tainis Esther, which is the day of the battle, and we have a tradition that generally when they went into battle, they did so through prayer and Tainis fasting, and therefore we fast on the 13th of Adar. It also reminds us that this miraculous situation, that we were victorious, is a result of the fast that Esther had done 11 months earlier in the month of Nisan before she went to the king. So that's the 13th of Adar. Then there's the 14th of Adar, which is typical Purim. And then, because they're celebrating the victory of the 13th, but in Shushan, they specifically asked for another day to kill out the Amalekim, the enemy, who were influential in the government, etc., and were congregated there in the capital city. So they also fought the battle on the 14th, and they did not celebrate until the 15th, and that 15th day, therefore, became an additional day of celebration. Now, interestingly, as the Gemara explains, they legislated that the 15th, which is called Shushan Purim, the day when Shushan celebrated, because they were fighting on the 13th and the 14th, so Shushan Purim, the 15th, is not just Shushan, but it's walled cities, and they chose the criteria of walled cities to be walled cities in the time of Yehoshua, which begs two questions. First of all, why are they picking all walled cities? Shushan is the only city that had this unique status that they fought the 13th and the 14th. And secondly, if they're going to choose walled cities, why of all rules are you going to choose walled cities from the time of Yehoshua? And I believe that the answer is because the Jews of the time hoped and recognized that Golos is a temporary situation and they would be redeemed from the exile and they would no longer live in Shushan. They were going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, they wanted to somehow commemorate the special, unique miracle of Shushan and its Purim, which didn't happen till a day later, because they had an extra opportunity to kill out the enemy. So they wanted to make a rule that Mukafos Choma, walled cities, which would remind them of the capital city, should have Shushan Purim. But if you choose walled cities in the time of Purim, then Eretz Yisrael at that time was destroyed. So they chose an era similar to theirs. They were hoping to enter Eretz Yisrael soon, and Yehoshua was the Bia Rishona, the one who brought the Jews into Eretz Yisrael the first time. And therefore they chose that a historical state, any city that was Mukafas Choma at the time of Yehoshua, would be the Shushan Purim observance. Some of that is a little bit, I'm building in what is written clearly in the Gemara and in the Rambam, is simply, Lama Talu Bimei Yehoshua, why did they choose the days of Yehoshua? Lachalo Kovod LeEretz Yisrael, to bring honor to Eretz Yisrael, Shehoisa Chareva Ba'osa Shah, because Eretz Yisrael was destroyed at that time and would not have the concept of Shushan Purim, and therefore they chose that there would be a Mukafes Choma type observance of Purim, and that Mukafes Choma walled city type of observance would depend on the time of Yehoshua. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.